Chairman Dally.
And I am here also, and we do have a quorum. Thank you for that, Ms. Levinas. So we'll start off with item B. Do we have any announcements from any of the members this morning? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to C. We have the minutes from the previous meeting. Actually.
We actually have February and March.
Yes, thank you. We do appreciate that we got those caught up now, and then we are today. So hopefully we'll be on a good path moving forward there. I'll cover that a little bit more in the administrative update section later. So through those minutes, hopefully everybody had a chance to go through those and review them. Do we have any action regarding the minutes from the February and March meetings?
Mr. Chair, I move to approve said meeting minutes.
Okay, for both months?
Affirmative.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Kennedy. We have a first from Constable Kennedy for approval of the minutes.
Constable Hogard, second.
Okay. We have a second from Constable Hogard. Do we have any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 Motion passes. Thank you. So we'll go to the call to the public, and this is the time for the public to make any comments to the board in person, obviously, or over the video. Written statements to the board will not be read during the call to the public, and they're not accepted as part of the meeting record. Board members are not to discuss any items that are not on the written agenda. Therefore, unless the comment relates only to an item on the agenda for the meeting, pursuant to statute, the board's ability to act on that comment is just limited to directing staff to study the matter, responding to any criticism, or scheduling the matter for further consideration at a later date. Please note that 2 minutes will be allowed so that the meeting can be conducted as scheduled. Do we have any members of the public today that would like to make comment? Well, I do note that I see somebody lighting up in yellow. However, I did not hear anything. It is important that you are able to unmute your device if you would like to speak. There's a little button with a phone on it with a line through it. If you click on that, we would be able to hear you. Is there anybody in the public who would like
Chairman Dowling, that may have been us. We were muting somebody whose microphone was open, so it wasn't giving us feedback.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Would anybody in the public like to speak today? Did I see your hand go up, Constable Lake? Okay. Anybody else?
Johnson would.
Was that an affirmative from Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. So, sir, keep in mind that there is just 2 minutes allotted. I'll start the timer, and you're more than welcome to begin when you're ready.
I'd just like to say that the document that I submitted from the which was written by the person that was supposed to be served by Tony Martin, said that Tony Martin refused to do the service. And that is all.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else in the public that would like to speak this morning? Hearing none, Ms. Levinas, could we get the financial report, please?
Sure. In your package, you should have all received the four-page financial report. I'll just run through the four pages with notes from Chandani. But the first page you've got is just the final adjustments that were made on fiscal year 23, revenue adjustments. You'll see the September column there. And just stop me if you all have questions as I go through them. On the expenditures, page 2, so these are our fiscal year 24 expenditures to date. In the program fund 2347, $235,722 in expenditures. In the admin fund 2347, $68,122 in that fund as far as expenditures. And then moving on to page 3, this is actually just a detail for the fiscal year on the two funds, the program and the admin funds, with specific expenses. And then on the last page is your details and where we are and where we anticipate the ending balance based on actuals that are in black and then the projected numbers in blue. So for a projected ending year balance for fiscal year 24 of about $562,000. And I can hopefully answer any questions if you all have them, or if there's anything that you want, anything else you want us to cover, let me know.
And I have one. I just want to just clarify that the 2347, that is where the investigator is. That's the line for the investigator also. I know I'm asking
that
you
a hard. That goes under admin fees, correct?
I just know that we're using more on the investigator than we expected to, and it might be something that we need to take into consideration as we develop the budget for next year. Thank you, Ms. Lanis. Anybody else have any questions regarding the financial report? Anybody move to approve it of the financial report this morning? Oh. No, all right, we'll move on to legislative updates. Ms. Levinas, you're on again.
Okay, did we need an approval on that? Or
no, I got ahead of myself there a little bit. Oh. We don't need the approval.
Oh, okay, sounds good. As far as the legislative update, hold on, it's not showing on the phone, not quite showing full screen. Are you all able to see the full screen? Or is it this portion? Okay, it might just be us. And you have it in your packet as well. But if you go to the second page, we'll just run through the bills that are impacting constables and where they are in the process. And just to give everybody a quick overview, the legislature basically went on spring break. They took, they've taken the last week off. They were in session just shortly yesterday. They'll be back in session next Wednesday. So for the next little while, there's not a lot working while they are working its way through the process while they work on the budget. But House Bill, if you'll get it, page.
Let me reshare again.
Okay, so you're going to reshare and see if we can get it on there better. If not, that's all right, because everybody's got it in their packet. But 2103 is the Constable's Traumatic Event Counseling. This one is still moving. It was placed on the third reading and calendar on April 2nd, so it is still moving. It will require a final vote in the Senate. House Bill 2580, this is the elected officials qualification. The last action on this was also on 4-2, and it was placed on the Senate caucus calendar. So this will still have to go through caucus, committee of the whole potentially, and then third read. So it's still got several steps. As far as Senate Bill 1239, this is the deputy constable appointments and the website notification. This bill did not receive a House appropriation hearing, so it is essentially dead for the legislative session. I mean, keep in mind, until we sign and die and adjourn for this entire session, any of these bills could potentially come back. 2593, which is doesn't directly pertain to constables, but it does pertain to this board, and that's public records and time frame. This bill also was held in Senate Government Committee and did not get a hearing, so is essentially dead. And then 1731, which again really applies to the board and not necessarily constables, regarding public meetings and the call to the public, did pass what we call Committee of the Whole on 3/26. So this one is still moving as well, and it will have to be third read in the House. And then I was thinking we had one more bill on there. There is a bill, and you know what, I was thinking we had amended it on there, but there is a bill pertaining to the strike everything, pertaining to background checks and psychological evaluations in order to carry a firearm. As an elected official is saying that you don't have to do that. I'll send out the details on that bill to the members, but it was what we call a strike everything amendment. It passed committee a couple of weeks ago and potentially will go to caucus and full floor in the Senate. But I know there has been some opposition to that from other organizations. I think Constable Blake, including the Arizona Constables Association. So with that, that is all we have on the legislative update.
Thank you, Ms. Lizzie.
Oh, I'm sorry. We did talk about it. It was the elected officials qualifications, 2580. I knew we had put it in there somewhere.
No, thank you, Ms. Lizzie. It's having an ear to the ground.
I haven't had enough coffee today.
I'm still working on mine. Do we have any questions about anything on the legislative agenda? Okay, hearing any, one second, I'll just say thank you for being able to keep track of all that, well, Ms. Levine. Okay, moving on to G, we have the presentation discussion and possible action on the April equipment for vacancies applications. There weren't any applications in the packet, correct, Ms. Levine, just to clarify for the record?
That is my understanding, yep.
All right. So we don't have anything to discuss there. Just once again, as a regular form, just to make sure that CSA understands that we do have vacancy grant applications available. When they fill those, so that we can adequately and timely make sure that the constables that come on midterm are equipped and trained and have some funding to get them off the ground. Thank you. Okay, moving on to H, we have discussion and possible action on complaints. The first matter that we have is CNA 356-2024. It's Jessica Schaefer versus Paul Briscoe. Thank you, Investigator Jacobs, for the report on this and getting the facts presented to the board in such a fantastic way. Hopefully everybody did have a chance to review that. So I will put this item out to the board for any action. Do I have any motions on the Constable Briscoe complaints?
Mr. Chairman, Constable Hogarth?
Yes, sir.
I read through them, and I guess there was video from a doorbell for the one incident, but nothing on Constable Briscoe as far as when he returned to the residence or anything. All I have on this is I would dismiss on the complaint, although I would have say that looking at the picture that was presented, that the constable probably needs to dress a little more professional when he's serving papers.
Thank you. So we have a motion to dismiss from Vice Chair Hogarth. Do we have a second?
This is Valerie. I will second that motion.
We do have a second from Ms. Beckett. Any further discussion? And I'll just add to the discussion that I did note the same thing on the picture for that Constable Hogarth did mention. But I do note on there also that the fact that Constable Brooko had just come on and he was out trying to perform his duties pretty quickly after he did come on. But at the same time, yeah, the presentation would be a little bit helpful, but it is a little understanding given the spot that he was in there. Any other discussion for Mr. Briscoe's complaint? Ms. Levinas, can we do a roll call, please, on the motion to dismiss?
Sure. Vice Chair Hogard.
Aye.
Valerie Beckett.
Aye.
Constable Kennedy.
Aye.
Mr. Giordano.
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling.
Aye. Okay. Moving on to 357-2024, Terry Johnson versus Tony Martineau. I'm sure everybody did see this, but just to note, we did have the resignation or retirement of Constable Martineau last year. Thank you, Mr. Jacobs, for getting that letter put into the file. So I wouldn't want to put this out to the board for any action for the complaint against Constable Martineau.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard, being as he's no longer a constable, we really don't have any authority or anything we can actually do. So I would just ask this be dismissed.
Constable Kennedy, second.
Okay, so we have a first from Constable Hogard, second from Constable Kennedy. Any further discussion? Okay, Ms. Levinas, can we do a roll call, please?
Yes. Vice Chair Hogard.
Aye.
Valerie Beckett.
Aye.
Constable Kennedy.
Aye.
Mr. Giordano.
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling.
Aye. Thank you. Matter is dismissed. Next matter we have is 368-2024, Joe Wah Liu versus Byron Rhymes. And I just want to clarify, as has been practice for the previous complaints, Ms. Kennedy, are you recusing today?
Affirmative, sir.
Okay, thank you. So given that, put this out to the board, and any action to be taken on Mr. Rhymes' matter?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
I would actually, there's the second one there also, CNA 370-2024 on Constable Rhymes. This seems to be an ongoing problem. I believe we've had it in the past also. I would make a motion on this that it be forwarded to their Board of Supervisor and the presiding Superior Court judge. On both of those.
Ms. Levinas, before we move on there, can you clarify any previous action that the board's taken towards Constable Rhymes?
I don't know offhand, Mr. Chairman, but I can do a little research after the meeting and email the committee.
And I only ask that as far as sending something over to the board. There's a probationary period that needs to be met first before we can actually get to that action. I'm not sure if in the past with Mr. Rhymes, if he's been previously placed on probation or not. It does sound appropriate given the circumstance we have here, but just to make sure we're following within statute what we're working on. Do you have a recollection, Constable Hogard?
I thought that it was in one of the reports. I don't have the report in front of me, but I thought that it was in one of the reports that there was previous.
Investigator Jacobs, would you be able to help us out with that, as you were very detailed in your report?
There were three previous reports. I'm looking right now. There was a letter of admonishment issued as it resulted from the previous reports. We're talking about CNA 326-2023, CNA 327-2023, CNA 330-2023 that were heard by the board, I believe in their February meeting of last year, and a letter of admonishment was issued regarding those complaints.
Thank you, sir. So given that, Constable Hogard, without that probationary period, it wouldn't be a point to move that over to another agency. Would you like to amend your motion at all prior to us taking it?
I would modify that motion that he be put on probation.
For any period of time?
I would say at 6 months.
Okay. So we have a motion from Vice Chair Hogard to place Constable Rhymes on probation for a term of 6 months. Is there a second to that motion?
Mr. Chair, this is Valerie Beckett. I would second that motion.
And we do have a second from Ms. Beckett for a probation for 6 months for Constable Rhymes. I need to ask for clarity. Is this on both matters, Mr. Hogard?
That would be because both of them are pretty much it's for not doing his job, basically. So it'd be both of them.
And is that your second also, Ms. Beckett, for both?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. So we have a motion and a second for a probationary period of 6 months for Constable Rhymes on 368-2024 as well as 370-2024. Further discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, this is Matt, if I might.
Please do, sir.
Is there anything else we can do? This seems to be a continuing issue for Mr. Rhymes. And then just this fact that he's not responding, is the most we can do put him on probation, or could we refer this to the presiding constable? Or even if he's not doing his job, isn't that a violation of some statute?
Did it with it? I'm sorry, I didn't see who that was.
This is Steve Jacobs.
Mr. Jacobs.
Matt is correct. There is a statute for an official who does not do their job. There is a criminal statute that is our criminal finding on that is it's a misdemeanor second class.
Thank you. And I was going to say, within the rule, we are able to refer to the county attorney at any time. It's just getting the part about sending it to a board of supervisors with any recommendation. That is something we have to go through the probationary period prior to being able to do that.
Gotcha. I think just for...
Mr. Giordano, please.
I'm sorry, sir. I just think we should probably do both. I think from a liability standpoint, if he's not doing his job and we believe it could be a criminal matter, I think we should put him on probation to move this process forward to ultimately, hopefully he'll complete his probation successfully. But if not, we would be able to report him to the Board of Supervisors. But I think we should also make the Maricopa County Attorney's Office aware, just have them take a look at it to make sure there's no criminal matter.
So could I take that as a motion to amend the motion for probation to actually also include a referral to the county attorney?
I would make that a motion, correct, sir, an amendment to the original motion.
Do we have a second to Mr. Giordano's amendment?
Mr. Chair, the first person that did the motion to amend his own motion in order to proceed, sir.
I know that I am so glad we have a parliamentarian on the board, Ms. Kennedy. I think I tell you that all the time. Like one of these days, you will hopefully be that person. directing it. Mr. Hogard.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I would make a motion to accept the amendment from Matt.
And second?
I'll second it as long as Mahogany doesn't yell at me.
Yeah. All right, all right. Is that okay, Ms. Kennedy? All right, so we have a first and a second. Do we have any further discussion? I'd like to add a little discussion. I agree with Mr. Giordano. Hopefully this should just get resolved in a favorable way where Mr. Rimes is performing those duties to serve the public. So that would be my hope. Any other comment or discussion? All right, can we do a roll call, please, Ms. Levinas?
Yes. Vice Chair Hogard.
Aye.
Valerie Beckett.
Aye.
Constable Kennedy.
Abstain.
Matt Giordano.
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling.
Aye. Okay, so both 3682024 and 3702024. We'll get those letters out and have that referred over to the county attorney for review. Thank you. Okay, so then we have CNA 3782024. It's the ethics board had initiated the complaint towards Constable Briscoe. Yeah. So it had to do with the training matter there. Does the board want to take any action on this matter?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
I believe this was for his training hours for 2023. He is more than satisfied the requirement for 2024 because he attended Tucson and then he attended the 70-hour firearms class. But I don't know if it's still being held for the 2023.
And I just know that he came in mid-2023 and didn't have that opportunity to get those hours.
Yeah, he came in I believe, but was April of 23. The Flagstaff conference was available to him, but he didn't attend.
Were you putting out any action there towards the board, Mr. Hogar, or not?
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Yeah, please.
Aren't there other ways other than physically attending the conference in, what was that, Flagstaff, to obtain said hours?
And this goes back a little ways, but I do recall that there was an alternative method that we had set up. It had to do with Mr. Giordano might be better to tell exactly what this was, but there was a lot of post, I want to say videos or training sessions that could be done remotely. Or I remember we would put the newer people in touch with people who were trainers, and they could get that training on their own time with those people one-on-one, which I always found to be very beneficial. I don't know if you have any knowledge of that, Mr. John, the videos that were compiled, the training videos that were compiled to help people get those hours when other things weren't available.
Yeah, there's a whole host of virtual training that could take through Arizona Post that would satisfy those hours. Plus there's umpteenth number of third-party vendors that offer additional training that people can take online to satisfy those hours.
Sir, did that answer the question, Ms. Kennedy?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Anybody want to take any action on the matter?
With the answer, Mr. Chair, that was ample time to finish to complete those hours. I do understand that there was a medical emergency. I have taken those classes online, and it only took a just sitting there as opposed to watching TV. I was watching my computer screen. In lieu of this being his first time, I move for admonishment, Mr. Chair. No, a letter of reprimand. No, a letter of reprimand.
Okay, so we do have a motion. Just a letter of reprimand sounds like just to acknowledge the situation and hope that Mr. Briscoe takes care of things moving forward. So we have the motion of reprimand. Second.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard, I'll second.
They have a second from Constable Hogard. Any further discussion? Okay. Ms. Levinas.
Vice Chair Hogard.
Aye.
Valerie Beckett.
Aye.
Constable Kennedy.
Aye.
Matt Giordano.
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling.
Abstain. All right, we'll get that letter out, and hopefully we don't have that situation again, and maybe we can help them address it if there's people that come on mid-year in the future. All right, CNA 3812024. Once again, a training matter with Constable Edward Huerta.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
I believe he was only missing it by 1 hour. And I thought that he provided information that he attended a first aid class of some kind last year. And so with those hours, it actually put him over the 16 required. And I would say that he has satisfied that requirement, and I would just make a motion that one be dismissed.
Motion to dismiss. Do we have a second?
Constable Kennedy.
We have a second from Constable Kennedy. Any further discussion? At the next, my only discussion I'll provide is whoever it may be that may address the ACA at their conference. I think just emphasis on getting those things submitted to the board, so we don't have those unnecessary costs that involve for the board with having Investigator Jacobs have to go out and look for that. That's an easy responsibility that I think the constables could come up with. So that I will take note to try to emphasize that through training sessions with the constables. Any other discussion? Okay, Ms. Lenz.
All right, Vice Chair Hogard.
Aye.
Valerie Beckett.
Aye.
Constable Kennedy.
Aye.
Matt Giordano.
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling.
Abstain. So we have CNA 3942024. This may be our quickest item of the morning. It is a complaint is Mr. David Palmer, and the constable is unknown, and Keys is the name that was provided.
We skipped one.
I did?
ESTD versus Oscar Vasquez.
Oh, thank you. That's what happens when you staple two papers together, thinking that they're one. So thank you very much. So let's take that back, 3832024. That's the CSTB versus Oscar Vasquez.
Mr. Chair, this is Matt. I make a motion. We just that he's been on unpaid leave. And I don't think he's coming back, it sounds like, unless someone disagrees with me. I'd make a motion to just close this one.
So we have a motion to dismiss from Vice Chair, I'm sorry, Mr. Giordano. We have a second.
Chair Constable Hogard, I second that motion.
Okay, we do have a first and a second. Any discussion? Then I'll just add, I don't know what else we can do. So it sounds like that's almost the appropriate resolution. There's no further action we can take on this matter. Any other discussion? Okay, Ms. Levinas, motion to dismiss.
Vice Chair Hogard?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Matt Giordano?
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling?
Abstain. Thank you. Now we can get to the quickest matter of the morning. CNA 3942024. The constable is unknown. Complainant is Mr. Palmer. Do we have any motions on this matter?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard, I would just dismiss this. It looks like it was a mistaken. Looking at the paperwork, it looks like there was a mistake that it belongs in another state.
Thank you, sir. Do we have a second?
Constable Kennedy, second.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Okay. Ms. Levinas.
All right. Vice Chair Hogard?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Matt Giordano?
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling?
Abstain. And before we move forward, I just want to give that same note to the public, as they do give them that understanding of the rules regarding new complaints. It does only take one member to vote to move a complaint forward for it to go to the investigative process. It does not take a majority of vote to do so. However, we do take a roll call on those just to see if there was more than one member that had an interest in moving it forward. CNA 3952024, Constables Eric Kuznarich. Complainant is Mr. Francisco Lopez.
Mr. Chair, this is Matt. I'm recusing myself from this one.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chair, this is Constable Hogard.
Yes.
I guess my question is on this one. He's making a complaint almost because Constable Vasquez didn't get to go to training. Why didn't Constable Vasquez file a complaint if he didn't get to go to training? If I might, I don't know if I'm going to rock the boat here or not, but I'd kind of like to throw all three of these into the same lifeboat. And that would be 395, 396, and 397. I kind of have a problem with this. All three of these complaints were filed the same day that Constable Lopez lost the election to become the associate presiding constable. If we go to 396, he in his complaint, it's kind of a racism complaint with remarks being made on 1/11 of this year. At that time, he was still the associate presiding constable. If there was a problem, why didn't he make file a complaint then instead of waiting 3 months later or 2 months later and then filing it after he lost the election? The other one is 397. He was put in as the associate presiding constable on 8-4 of last year. This complaint was, he's saying, happened on 8-4 of last year. And it was, if he was the associate presiding constable, why didn't he file a complaint then instead of waiting 7-8 months later and filing it after he lost the election? I also think that as far as some of this, I would think that human resources at Pima County may have a way of dealing it. I know in Mojave County, we get classes, and if there's anything for race or and that, we can report it to our county officials, and it's actually handled within the county. I just have a problem with this because I want our investigator to be able to make a living, but the thing is we're spending a lot of money on some complaints that I don't think merit investigation. I mean, that's just me. I see us spending a lot of money on like this right here. It almost seems like it's a vendetta. So, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's kind of my take on all three of these complaints right here. So I've voiced my opinion. You're pointing at me. Okay. That's my opinion on these. Right now, I think if there was a problem, there's been a problem that's been going. It didn't just happen, you know, and the complainant has actually been as the associate presiding constable for a lot of that time. And if there was a problem, it should have been reported when it happened instead of months later. So I would make a motion that these actually be dismissed. And we've had this type of thing in the past. And I wish there was a way that a warning or an admonishment sometimes could be issued back to the constable that is filing the complaint. Because some of this is, it's costing the board money for an investigator for things that are a go nowhere. And that's what I'm about to say. Everybody's looking down, so I must be in trouble.
No, that was just making sure reading thoroughly before putting in my two cents. So is there a motion there? Or do you just want to keep this for discussion? I heard a lot there. Do you actually have a motion there? Or put the motion out and have discussion, or do you just want to have more discussion?
We can have, if anybody else is, I'd put it out there for anybody else that's got anything on it.
Just looking at these, what I see is a couple things that I do see. I do see three complaints that are fairly serious things, serious allegations. If somebody were to partake in the behavior that's being alleged by Constable Lopez, however, what I don't see is any proof. I don't see anything that was submitted to the board to substantiate any of the things that are being presented towards Constable Lake, right, Constable Bernal. And Constable Kuznarich. I don't, based on the nature of what is being alleged, I think it might be prudent to move them forward for the investigation. But I also believe through this investigation, the board itself should initiate a complaint against Constable Lopez for Mr. Jacobs to investigate that part of it. So the board initiates the complaint regarding what's happening. As far as the expenses that we're going to have regarding the investigation on this, that's only going to be detriment to the constables, because that's going to go into our budget decisions, and we're going to have to cut grant funding for their training grants, for their equipment grants, in order to take care of the responsibility to investigate complaints. So that's part of future decisions that need to be made based upon the budget that we do deal with. So I would put the motion to investigate each of these complaints, but also to initiate the complaint on Constable Lopez so that Mr. Jacobs could look into that aspect of it. There is a concern regarding the fact that things happened a long time ago and they were not reported at that time. If something happens, there is a duty to it. Make the complaint then, not save it for later. So I would put the motion to investigate these complaints as well as initiate one against Constable Lopez.
Constable Hogarth, I would second that motion.
Thank you. A discussion from the board.
Mr. Chair, this is Valerie Beckett.
Yes, ma'am.
I happen to agree with you that some of the allegations are very serious in nature. And if the board were just to not look into it, I think would be negligent on our part.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, there are more dynamics going on that we are missing, and I agree in moving this forward as well.
Thank you. Any further discussions? Okay, so it will be moving forward as we do have at least one member asking to have it move forward. As far as the initiation of the complaint, though, that's not something we do very often. So I would think that would fall into a majority vote on that. We do have the recusal for Mr. Giordano. So Ms. Levinas, could you roll call, please, as far as moving these forward and initiating the complaint on Constable Lopez?
Okay. Vice Chair Hogarth.
Aye.
Valerie Beckett.
Aye.
Constable Kennedy.
Aye.
Matt Giordano.
I've recused.
I got you down. Recused. Okay. Chairman Dowling.
Aye. So we'll give those to Mr. Jacobs. I will help Ms. Bakta with the language on the complaint for Constable Lopez. Thank you. All right. Ms. Levinas, administrative update, please.
All right, Mr. Chairman, we don't have anything on administrative updates. I had in Chandani's notes that you may be wanted to talk about kind of the meeting that the two of you had.
Yeah, just briefly. We're trying to get some timelines lined up with the volume that we've been seeing. The past practice of those packets coming out. Either the Friday before or the Monday, and sometimes they even get delayed to the next day. We're addressing Mr. Giordano's concern previously, and it's a shared concern by myself and some of the other members. So we did the process of establishing those timelines for when packets are out. There's a draft packet that is there that is continually being updated until it becomes final. So at your convenience, you'll have more ability to at least see the initial information as it's developed through the investigation. So we're hoping that's going to give a little time to the board so they can look at these matters and be up to date when we do get to that point. I would say, though, if there's any difficulty for anybody through the process, let me know. I can keep talking with Ms. Baca to make sure it does work out for everybody. It's somewhat of a pilot right now, but I think it's going to develop into something that's going to work for all of us. And hopefully the email that she sent regarding that, hopefully it did make sense to everybody. I'll ask, any thoughts so far on what we did for this month?
Mr. Chair, this is Valerie.
Yes.
I appreciate the regularity of the scheduling so that I have sufficient time to take a look. We are regrettably having more and more of these investigations that are occurring. The numbers are growing. So more time, the better for more thorough review. And I appreciate the Dropbox, the Google tool just did not work at all on my end, and it was rather frustrating. So I appreciate it.
Thank you. Sounds like we might be on the right path. Anybody else? Anybody have any future agenda or action items they would like to state today? And we all know that those could be submitted after today's meeting as we develop next month's agenda. Anybody have anything I'm going to bring up today?
Here.
No, I heard a voice, but I don't know who it was.
Steve Jacobs.
Oh, Mr. Okay.
I don't know if all the board members received a copy of the draft rules from Jeannie Hahn, but I asked that, you know, that might be, and that draft will resolve some of the issues we have on timing as it relates to getting the investigations to the board members. If we might be a good idea to get that on a future agenda, so because I know somewhere down the road Jeannie's going to want to know if she's to be moved forward with her proposal or not.
Thank you. No, I'm looking forward to the day that we get those on the agendas so we can move forward with that. That's going to I think that's going to really take our current situation as that we've been growing and get some rules that can be adapted towards where we're at today versus where we were 7-8 years ago. So looking forward to actually having that process and that discussion. I would also say that we will have we'll have an agenda item soon. I do know that Constable Hogard has gotten through the procurement process almost to the end.
Almost.
Yes, he's made a lot of progress. So I appreciate the work he's put into that. So I would expect that on a subsequent agenda in fairly short order. Okay. Anybody else before we adjourn? Okay. Who would like to? Well, actually, Ms. Kennedy, it's been a great tradition, and we've been doing very well when every time that you end our meetings for us. Would you like to?
Mr. Chair, I move to end the meeting. I will see you all next month.
All right. Go ahead a second.
Constable Hogard, second.
First and second, any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
Anybody against? All right, thank you for another good meeting. Thank you for another productive month. I appreciate everybody, and we'll see everybody again in May.